Chapter 45. Celeste's yearly review had always been a perfunctory task. There was some stroking from Heidi about the way she showed great empathy toward the clients. There was some praise for her efforts to enhance Heidi's standing in the community. There was some mention of her ability to understand and comply with state regulations. There was always a goal that Heidi had charted for Celeste to complete by her next review. This year's review had an entirely different tone. Heidi Kleiss opened Celeste's file and laid the stack of family letters of thanks to the side. She presented Celeste with her typed copy of the review. Celeste was jarred by the first box that she saw checked. It had always read, either meets or exceeds the skills necessary to be successful in her position. This time it read that improvement was needed in order to meet those standards. It did not register until she got to the narrative. Numerous complaints had been made by Celeste's colleagues about her inability to contribute to discussions of patients in the residential health care center. She was often distracted, and after suggestions to change were made, she ignored them and continued to engage in her idiosyncratic behaviors. The second point in her narrative was that she was not adequately fulfilling her duties to the clients in the residential health care center because she was spending too much time with independent residents and community activities. Celeste was stunned. She knew that color had drained from her face, but this was only the first half of her review. Her goals were not attached. Heidi Kleiss handed her the second part of the review. Her department was being reorganized to become part of the nursing department. She would no longer be considered a department chairperson and now would report directly to Annabel Pritchard. "I don't understand," said Celeste. "It will no longer be necessary for you to attend the department head meetings, and you will no longer be considered a part of the management team. You will be regarded as a specialist." Celeste was speechless, but Heidi wasn't finished. "That will, of course, place you on a different salary structure, Celeste." Celeste felt numb. Heidi still was not finished. "And I must tell you that the new JUCO regulations may require a person with an MSW doing what you were attempting to do with a CSW. So to be honest, I cannot say how much longer you will be qualified to do this at all." Celeste was maintaining control. She was not going to cry in front of Heidi Kleiss. Maybe that's what she wanted her to do, but too fucking bad. She was not going to do it, if at all possible, to help it. "Are you firing me, Heidi?" "Oh, Celeste, of course not. You are a valued member of this community. Everyone appreciates your skill set. It just may not be a good fit for the direction in which we are going." "It's going to take me some time to digest this, Mrs. Kleiss." Heidi nodded with her mock version of understanding. "I want you to consider something else as well." "What's that?" said Celeste. "I know you do not wish to work for Annabel, but my hands are tied here. State regulations are what they are. You know that better than anyone." Celeste heard the props and thought, "Bullshit." "But if you moved across the street, to Sunrise House. You can be in charge of the entire program. You would no longer interact with your current team members and have time for a more select group of residents with whom you have demonstrated an ability to be successful. Celeste was back in her office with the door shut, and she was crying now. She had been doing this job for 10 years. She had practically created the department. She looked around at the evidence of the work that she had done and felt it had all been for nothing. Sure, Ron would tell her that she had helped. Right now, it seemed like it was all for nothing. Her phone rang. It was Vivian Florencola. Of course, she knew. She had typed the evaluation. "How are you doing?" said Vivian. "Like I've been screwed with my pants on," said Celeste.